answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, there's a battle over free speech going on in Washington right now. Good. We're for free speech. The question is, are the people who claim they're defending free speech actually defenders of speech? Hashtag Basta, whatever that means. But anyway, we'll investigate the assault on free speech after the break. In the past couple of days, you've heard a lot of huffing and puffing about free speech and freedom of the press and how those freedoms are currently imperiled by the White House. And to be clear, we are for free speech, unfettered, absolute free speech, the kind of speech guaranteed by the First Amendment and ratified consistently by the Supreme Court. We've defended that kind of free speech almost every night here for the past 2 years. Many others, mostly on the left, have attacked speech. So we know who's for free speech and who's against it, and we cannot help but notice that some of free speech's greatest enemies are now posing as its defenders all of a sudden. Take CNN, for example. It was CNN that almost single-handedly led the campaign to have broadcaster Alex Jones banished from the internet on the grounds that they didn't like what Jones had to say. Ultimately, CNN succeeded in doing that. The network convinced every major tech platform to ban Jones and his outlet, InfoWars. You don't have to like Alex Jones to see that as a terrifying loss for free speech, because it was exactly that. But CNN was not done trying to silence its critics. Last year, the cable network threatened an anonymous Reddit user for creating an anti-CNN meme. CNN threatened to expose his identity.